Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, here with my puppy Arrow, and we're going to answer some of your colour and style questions from my lucky dip. From questions you've left for me on Facebook. Feel free, of course, to add your questions to my list and I will answer them in upcoming episodes. Okay, so Paula has asked, I really like pastel colours of the feminine sort of personality category, yet I have deep colouring and medium value contrast. I was wondering what you'd recommend for putting outfits together that would complement my ideal value and contrast while still allowing me to wear the pastels that I enjoy. With my dark hair, should I always wear a dark neutral as a shell, cardigan or jacket and pair it with medium value pastel top? I mean, pretty much you've answered that question yourself, Michelle. So really what you're thinking about is you're wanting the overall light colour. If you've got too much light, look a little bit kind of wishy-washy. And wishy-washy is, I'm sure, not the way you're going for. So instead, what you want to think about is to choose more the darker versions of the pastels as you can find, and then because you've only got a medium value contrast, put them back with something darker again. Now, if you do want to wear those light pastels, you can do it. Remember, you can always use what I call my stairs, that you work from. If we've got the light colors at the top and we walk down, we've got a medium light, a medium dark, a dark. So because you're overall darker and with more medium colors, hello puppy. What you want to think about is if you're going to wear those light colours, you need to step it down to get to the dark colours. So you want to make sure that if you've got, say, the medium light, then you also have a medium and then the darker as well. So we're stepping down through that kind of light to dark, and that will then give you, you know, your ideal value, because we're going through the steps. So we can always go outside of our value contrast if we are working through those steps. It's the easiest way to do it, because what it does is it means that we're not having any stark contrast, in the way that if we just have that pastel with something dark, it's not going to look as good as if we've got the pastel with something more medium, then with something darker. That'll look much better on you. So of course, you know, there's always playing around. And of course, the other thing to do is wear it below your waist. So instead of wearing it in your top, maybe you wear the skirt in the pastel colours, and then you put the top in your ideal value, your darker colours. That is another option, particularly when you're not wearing a third piece. The third piece is always good. The jacket or the cardigan is always good because it puts that layer over the top right next to your face. So it makes what you see next to your face more dominantly the right kind of colours. But of course, you can still wear it below your waist. So that is the other way of doing it. Just dropped the questions. I'll just pick them up. So, next question we have today is from Eleanor, who said, combining fabrics, does a poly type of blouse go with cotton wide leg pants? So this relates to what we call level of refinement. So how different the fabrics are. So polyester is fine. Now, but if we're talking, is it like a satin sort of polyester? Of course, polyester comes in many different guises. So are we talking something that's much more satiny? So it looks much more level one of refinement. So we've got our three levels of refinement. We've got our level one, which is our much more formal kind of clothing, special care, silks, satins, you know, high-end formal business wear, and also evening wear. So you think about those kind of much more. And in jewellery, it's more sparkly diamonds and kind of that kind of delicate filigreed accessories. Then our level two is our more everyday clothes, our smart, casual, relaxed business. So that's where our more, you know, in the middle of the levels of refinement. So it'd be casual Friday at work, most likely, more kind of smarter, casual, nicer clothes. And then we've got our level three. So our level three are our much more, I think these are more outdoor leisure clothes. This is the much more rugged, sporting outdoor leisure. These are the clothes that, you know, we might wear to do outdoor leisure activities, whether it is from watching a game of football outside to going for a run. So generally it's thicker, chunkier. So we're thinking here, you know, chunky sorts of, you know, fabric. So it could be like corduroy versus, you know, say denim is more level two. Depends on the denim. The more ripped and shredded it is, it becomes more level three. The more refined the denim is, the more it's level two. But, you know, so you think about corduroy, it's chunkier. Or a big chunky nick or a shearling jacket or all those sorts of things tend to get more into level three. Polar fleece, things like that. So if we're thinking about our cotton wide leg pants, it really also depends what kind of cotton. So I'm assuming that cotton wide leg pant is more closer to a level three wide leg, you know, cotton. So maybe it's thicker and chunky. And is it more of a drill, you know, or a khaki rather than being something finer and more refined? Because this is where we can wear one level up with one level down. So a level one with a level two or a level two with a level three. But level one and three don't really mix well. So it would really depend if it's a satiny version of a blouse with a very kind of chunky cotton drill trouser. Yeah, they don't really go. But if it's more a satiny blouse with more of a, you know, a cotton that's a more refined cotton, yeah, they can work together. It really depends too. And of course, it depends on personality. Personality is always key when we're doing these things. The more creative you are naturally, or the more rebellious, the more dramatic, the more you can get away with kind of morphing those rules versus the more classic we tend to be, relaxed or feminine, we tend to stick more within those sorts of style rules or guidelines that the levels of refinement are. So remember, you can always go up and down a level of refinement, but don't really jump to, unless you are making a rebellious statement or a really creative way of doing things, because it can just look like you kind of got dressed in the dark. So I would say it really would depend on what kind of cotton your wide leg trousers are and what kind of poly your blouse is to be able to answer that question fully. So last question for today. Robin says, you've written about mixing metals. What about mixing stones and gems? Well, this too actually comes back to level of refinement as well in many ways. So if we are mixing clear stones, I think, you know, when we're mixing gems and things, if we think about like clear stones, like sapphires, rubies, diamonds, emeralds, they mix very well together. They're all clear stones that are cut with, you know, faceted cuts. Then we've got stones like turquoise, lapis lazuli, you know, those sorts of more, the stones that are opaque, and they mix really well together as well. But does turquoise mix as well with diamonds? Really not so much. It's a much harder mix to do. So I would generally say, like, mix your more clear stones together, mix your opaque stones together. You know, so look at the quality, what kind of stone it is, what are its properties, is it clear, is it opaque, and then mix it with something else that is more similar rather than something that is more different. So there you go. They are my Lucky Dip Q&A questions of today. Please do leave me questions. I'm here to answer your questions every weekday. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.